And thanks again to everyone that's read, helped us open the meeting. I'll take this opportunity to welcome those that have joined us since we first started. Warm welcome, warm welcome to any visitors, and a huge welcome to anyone that might be new with us tonight. I hope you're going to hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. So we do have a speaker this evening, and I'm actually going to ask the lovely Lisa if she would be kind enough to introduce them. So Lisa, over to you.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Hi, everyone. I'm an addict. My name is Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, so it's a great honor and privilege to introduce tonight's speaker. It's one of my dearest, closest friends. I met in one of my first ever meetings here at Higna. I was, when I first got clean and found recovery. And all I remember from then is just like just his voice coming through and just saying lovely, encouraging things to me as a newcomer. And I remember thinking, oh, he said like, well done for being really honest, or like, so glad you're here. And I felt like he really meant it, and it meant so much to me. He's just, I don't know, just a very loved and valued member of Hickna. And I just, I don't know, we just had a really instant bond and friendship. We have health stuff that makes us very similar and have similar kind of lifestyles that most people don't necessarily have. And we're also very similar in lots of other ways. And I would never have met this person had I not found NA, had I not found Higna, and recovery. And yeah, I just feel really blessed to have him in my life. And I can't wait to hear him share. So I will introduce to you, and he needs no introduction because we all know and love him. It is the wonderful Jim B. Over to you, Jim.
Thank you, Lisa. Hi, Jim.
Thank you so much for the introduction. My name's Jim. I'm a grateful recovering addict.
Hi,
Hello,
Jim.
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 Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Jimbo.
I'd like to thank the committee. Sorry. Okay. I haven't said that for a while. No, but seriously, I'd like to thank everybody for their service with a silent denial of Narcotics Anonymous. Without these online meetings, I think I'd be dead. I couldn't go to meetings just because of medical intrusion. So I will be eternally grateful to everybody who took care of this as a Highland man. And I'd like to thank you all as well. Very grateful all of you for being here and helping me stay clean today and listening to me. I'm a 73-year-old addict. Been through a lot of physical and mental trauma, as we mentioned. But what I want to talk about tonight really is my higher power. I want to talk about specifically, by the way, I've had a little stroke. I forgot to mention that. So I have to learn to talk again, so I'm a bit hesitant. But I want to specifically talk about steps, doing the steps. Especially step two and 11 onwards to 12. When I first came into NA, I came in actually through AA, but I used to use the word God as an excuse to kind of run away again and use. I was in and out and in and out. I'm a kind of ex-rock and roller. I went down to London in 1967, so on and on, sex, drugs, and rock and roll from there on. So the steps have always been incredibly important to me. One of the things that I love about the steps of the Narcotics Anonymous is they've all got the word "we" in it. They're all inclusive. So step two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. In my using, I was taking so much stuff for so long that the word God, I thought I was bigger than God, if you understand me. And also I read the steps right to start with. I heard the word God and used that as an excuse to run away again and use again. But what I hadn't read properly is of our own understanding, the God of our own understanding. And when I started, I've had the same sponsor, by the way, for 27 years. And I talked to him on a daily basis. But he was the first person that got me interested in a power greater than myself. I was driven finally on the 1st of April 1997 doing step one. I finally succumbed to actually getting down and doing the program. But just for today, get a program to care, and I will never forget, I was going on about God, I'm not religious, and et cetera, and I will never forget, he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "Well, Jim, listen, something has brought you here to me." And I think that was the kind of start of it, really. I started to believe, firstly, my sponsors always believed in service. So he put me into service really early. And I started believing early on in the power of narcotics anonymous itself. It was food for me. I think I've shared this before. You know. So on and on, so I kind of lost myself there. Like I said, when I first came round, I'm not a religious person, you know, but I think I was always searching for something, you know, that kind of searching, spiritually searching, you know, for something. And when I actually finally found Narcotics Anonymous, I actually came to realize that I'd found exactly what I wanted. You know, something that was inclusive, I've already spoken about that. Something that was, you know, age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion, which I believe was something that I was always searching for, you know. I can remember, I told you I moved down to London, South London, playing band, but also I decided to go to college to pay the rent. It was a Bachelor of Humanities, I think. And in those days, they gave you a grant to go there, you know. It wasn't like today when you know, people have to pay for it now and repay it. They actually paid you to go, you know. And what I studied was comparatively religious. And I've never been religious because of the various things that happened in my childhood. But what I did do was to kind of search it all. You know, I even went to the museum, British Museum, to take a look at the what's called the Sinaiticus, which is actually, I had to make an appointment to go and put gloves on and etc. to actually go and look at St. Luke's Gospel. You could actually go in and look at it. You know, so I went into, well, what I'm trying to say is that I went into religion, comparing religion in quite a big way. But like I say, you know, what I found is that step two, we came to believe that our power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Yeah. And what I realized that because of the end, my disease got really bad towards the end, you know, and with, I believe that, you know, we could kind of bottle it. That kind of fulcrum where, you know, you're using drugs, but then you kind of skip over into the drugs are using you, you know. I never quite understood where that was, but that's kind of, but I was in a really bad way towards the end. A really bad way. But I still couldn't grasp this word, God, you know, you and I used it to run away. And I've kind of done that most of my life, run away from stuff, you know. So yes, my sponsor put me into service and on and on, but I came to realize that in step three, you know, that looking back on my music, because it had taken over me, you know, the disease of addiction had taken over me, you know, I needed a power greater than me to combat that. And so from there on in, I've come to believe, and like I say, it says, you know, I misread it of your own understanding. But I haven't read that though, you know. And what I realize now is that I believe in a power greater than me. On a daily basis, that I don't have to understand. The program tells me that. So my higher power, I call it the great comprehensible thing, because I don't have to understand it, but I've come to believe it's there because I've used it. And I still use it a day at a time, one day at a time. You know, I just celebrated milestone 27. I think I mentioned that. You know, but all I've done really in Narcotics Anonymous, like the old song says, you know, one day at a time. You know, I got a lovely message from an old friend of mine today congratulating me because he hadn't heard. And he said, goodness me, Jen, that's a lot of just for today, you know. And that's what it is, you know. I started off. And not be, you know, not believing in any, you know, believing that the power of addiction, this disease, was greater than me, and I had to combat it on a daily basis, just one day at a time, you know, and that's really all I've done. You know, just one day at a time. I have tried to turn up to meetings, and I've tried to practice this program to the best of my ability, which takes me to step 11, you know, on a daily basis, because I've said I've had some, I won't even go into my kind of medical and into my physical and mental stuff, you know, because I'm talking about a power greater than me. But I don't sleep very well, you know. I don't sleep very well. I have kind of 3 hours here and 4 hours there, you know, because I'm in pain most of the time. And when I wake up, I always feel that kind of doom and gloom, you know. As soon as I wake up, you know, I think I heard it somewhere, you know, that the disease wakes up before you have pinched. Punches you in the in the nose and says, well, how do you want your misery today, Jim? You know, it wakes you up, it wakes up before you. So on a daily basis, that's where step 11 comes in. I need to bring myself out of that, practice this program, and consciously get in touch with my higher power on a daily basis to get me out, to get me out of that doom and gloom. I need to do that on a daily basis, every day, because, you know, as my sponsor said, you know, it's just another day, Jim, you know, and build a bridge and get over it, but, you know. So I've kind of come to the end of it now. I think I've said that without this Islands and Islands program, and I don't come to this meeting often because I kind of sleep a lot in the afternoon, and I tend to be honest. Today's Jeff for today, all about honesty in it. I tend to, do the football in the afternoon and then go to sleep, you know. But I will be eternally grateful for the library, of the shares that Highlands and Islands have put together. Because believe you me, there are times in the middle of the night when I'm up at kind of silly old clock, you know, and veering into that doom and gloom. When I can dip into a share in the Highlands and Islands library, and just listen to a share, and I will be eternally grateful for that, because again, it gets me back into the program, you know. And step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening, which I sincerely believe I've had through practicing this simple program on a daily basis, you know, I've had a spiritual awakening, and I've tried to pass it on if I possibly can. I've tried to pass it on to other people, you know, and I guess I'm doing that now, just realize, you know, I'm sharing how this works. I'm sharing how it works on a daily basis, I hope, you know. And I strongly advise anybody who started this program and then has difficulty with the word God and religion and et cetera, you know. This is all improving. Talk to somebody about it, get a sponsor, do the program on a daily basis. And that's all that I've ever done. I've just kept coming back And I'm sharing to other people now. So I will be eternally grateful to the Haile Tamaini meetings and everybody who's here listening to me. So thank you very, very, very much for listening to me. Thank you. Thank you.